you have a bad Monday? Is your apathy catching up with you at work? Do you want to unwind to some blisteringly fast and brutal thrash? Tune into Thrash Can Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW.
Saturday night at midnight, CKUW 95.9 FM presents Shrimpfarm.crypto. Former CKUW Sports Director Electric John teams up with mindfulness guitar guru Jason Eastwood to bring you the Cryptocurrency Counterculture Report. A mindful pause to your day. Jets 3.0.
Jets 3.0.
Boomer. Barry.
Me, Barry.
And many surprises.
Barry took to running with a traveling man, left your mama crying.
The analog relevance within the digital resonance. Shrimpfarm.crypto every Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning on CKUW 95.9 FM.
One, two, three, testing. Hello, one, two, three, testing. Hello, one, two, three.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
downtown Plain Underground, where CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. Well then, if you want to be that way, then we can be that way. You heard just over 12 minutes of The Inland Sea by Taylor Dupree. Sorry, From the Inland Sea, his release from 2022 on 12K Records, which is his label. Fantastic label, 12K. And what you heard was Too Close to Being Far Away from Everything. And you heard quite a bit of it. And then we may hear more. We may hear more of it. Taylor Dupree from New York came to Winnipeg for a Send and Receive festival. Oh, it's about, is it 20 years ago? I should know. I was involved in that at that time. Nice guy. And he brought along some other artists from his label, 12K. I can't recommend it strongly enough, hence playing it for you today. And again, we may hear more of it. I'd like to hear more of it. Would you hear on the program? CKW 95.9 FM, How to Survive a Tornado. Thanks for being here. It means a lot. It's currently 12:30. It's not bad out there right now. 11 degrees, mainly cloudy. Goes down to -2. It's okay. Big event in town this weekend. Kind of nice. You know, I'm a fan of the Canadian Football League. We've talked about that. There's people on campus here at the University of Winnipeg. They're hosting some events. And it's kind of nice. You see people representing all the different teams and teams. It's kind of fascinating, the Grey Cup, really, because people go to it. It doesn't matter if their team's playing or not, but they represent their team. And this is a thing. You would not have that, and I don't think people do that for the Super Bowl in the States. That's just not a thing. It's definitely not the same in the same way. So I think that's a good thing. I like the Canadian Football League. I hope they've started to sort of creep some of their rules to be less distinct. I don't like that. I like distinct. Let's be distinct. I don't think we need to copy the American football product. I like the American football product as well. Full disclosure, I'm a fan of football of all kinds, but I like this CFL, Canadian Football League, the Crazy Football League. I like it like that. Don't change it. That's my political. That's my polite rant about the CFL. But in regards to this Taylor Dupree record that you just heard, and yes, we did bring him, I could look it up, it's about 20 years ago. Did I mention he was a pleasant gentleman? I think I did. He was. It's a true story. So from the Inland Sea, you heard Too Close to Being Far Away from Everything. Again, it was released 2022. I'll tell you about the release. It says in July of 2013, the musician David Sylvian staged two simultaneously held photo exhibitions in Japan, one Abandon and the other Hope. In an abandoned building located in the port town of Uno. The exhibition dealt with the theme of hope and its uncertainties, outcomes, and the beauty of the present. And it's interesting because we had played Christian Fenez. Well, I just released under as Fenez the 20th anniversary of Venice. We played that almost in its entirety about a month ago. And David Sylvian, of course, David Sylvian of Japan. How would you categorize Japan, the group? It's an honest question. I mean, to me, that's the epitome of a cult band. Japan. I mean, clearly they've heard some Roxy music. There's Bowie, there's glam in there, there's goth in there. Speaking of goth, I'm reading this book, The Art of Darkness by John Robb, A History of Goth. Did I mention this? Fantastic. It's like 600 pages. Extensive. Highly recommend it. The Art of Darkness. And maybe as I should do, I should sort of come in. I should come in. I want to play some Killing Joke. That's what I want to do. Yeah. Talk about your cult bands. We'll leave that there now. We won't mention Killing Joke again. You won't hear me talking about Killing Joke. I won't say their name. I won't say Killing Joke. You won't hear me say Killing Joke again until we're talking about and playing Killing Joke. That's my pledge to you in regards to Killing Joke. Really like Killing Joke. But Japan. So, David Sylvian of Japan asked Taylor Dupree to create music to accompany the exhibit, specifically longer form pieces that would be presented on a portable playback device for visitors to the UNO festival to listen while they walked around the festival, not just as the Hope exhibition, sorry. It's not a word I just uttered. Killing Joke is, though. It's two words. Killing Joke, sorry. But throughout the works presented at the festival. Sorry, at the exhibition. Dupree created two pieces of music for the exhibition. The first, Too Close to Being Far Away from Everything, which you're hearing now, again. Picking up where we left off, roughly. Combined elements of decay and beauty, common themes in Dupree's work. Darker tones combined with small broken noises echoed the themes of Sylvian's photographic work. Distant voices and the sounds of human activity haunt the piece as the viewers explored the abandoned building where the photographs were hung. From here, we're going to go into the second one, titled Reflections on an Inland Sea. Offers more shimmering, but still reserved, guitars and bells try to break away from the darkness carried off by the ocean air. A glimmer of what might be. This is music both without time and existing at multiple points in time. It's about ghosts and futures and the quiet overpowering of nature over man. I'll leave you with it. We'll come back to say goodbye. CKW 95.9 FM. How to Survive a Tornado. Thanks.
Plain Underground, or CKUW 95.9 FM.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener driven, never corporate programmed. This is independent radio.
Might be a good time to sort of go back and make sure that we've let you know that we actually started with Brian Eno and Beatty Wolf from their release of this year, Luminal, and you heard Big Empty Country. All the selections are titled that. What we had is the Endless Loop is what we were playing. And it says it's literally endless. It's interesting. And I would take Brian Eno at his word for being able to vouch for an eternal quality to his work. Not gonna ask questions about that. We had someone email and said, when will you do your Killing Joke feature? And I can only respond again, we're not talking about Killing Joke anymore until we actually put something together. But I've sort of rediscovered the Killing Joke, and we'll just leave it at that. You can go out at your own peril and just seek it out. It's very powerful, dangerous music, and beautiful. But we'll do our best to play something soon, and we won't mention the name again. But thanks for asking. So we'll leave you with the rest of this Taylor Dupree, Reflections on an Inland Sea. Again, you can find this at 12K Records. I'm playing it off the Bandcamp site, which I recommend. And you can buy this album, as I did, for $2 US or more if you wish. It's not bad. $2 US funds. You can also purchase a special edition of two books along with the portable audio play button were published in 2013 and released in an edition of only 250. I'm not sure if there's any of those available. 12K is happy to be able to present these songs as the Inland Sea nearly 10 years after their release to a wider audience and bring awareness to this past exhibition, again released in 2022. 12K Records. But I'm serious. I'm gonna put out a serious challenge out to the listenership, which I appreciate. How would you describe Japan, the band? Honestly. Let me know. You can email me, rtv@ckow.ca. And I'll leave it at that. I'd appreciate hearing from you. As always, take care of yourselves. We'll talk to you next week. Stay tuned. Thanks.